So, Jerry, we're standing here in High Street. The parade's just finished. You've been standing here for about 2 hours with Changing Attitudes Ireland, Faith and Pride. Tell us what you're up to today.
Every year there are one or two anti-gay demonstrations by fundamentalist Christians, and that's all that most lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people see of Christianity, is people judging them and wanting to send them to hell for being gay. Now, Christians have been marching, identified as Christians on the parade for at least 5 years. The parade's now so big that most people on the parade don't see that. I mean, you don't see other people in the parade when you're actually marching on it. So we waited here outside St. George's Church, which is a gay-affirming church. I'm one of the church wardens, is an openly gay man. And show people that there were Christians who support gay people. And the response we had here was really exceptional.
I was going to say, what type of message do you think the paraders got as they kind of walked past?
I think it was really important. The number of people on the parade who shouted over this, "Thank you for doing this." A lot of gay people have very strong Christian faith. Northern Ireland is a very sort of Christian country, and gay people are no exception to that. And a lot of gay people feel excluded and rejected by their churches, and excluded and rejected by Christians in general. So I think it was very important that they were here, that we were here today, and people really appreciated it. I mean, we got incredibly positive feedback. So at the end of the parade, where it always sort of dies out a wee bit at the end, people were walking down High Street, and it was all quiet as the parade went down High Street until they passed here, and then people started cheering and waving at us.
Okay. In terms of there's another Christian group outside the City Hall. I talked to them kind of earlier. They were very worried that the pride was something that was sinful. They were very worried that homosexuality in their eyes was something that was sinful. And they were very worried that this was going to lead to people wanting to have marriage to animals and all kinds of stuff. Well, does this concern you?
It does.
Are those things that go through your mind?
It does in a sense, because we'll probably have to wait 10 years longer to have equal marriage in Northern Ireland than any other part of the UK or Ireland. We'll be 10 years behind because of people like that and their bigotry and their hate-mongering, and that's all that it is. To compare my relationship of 15 years, which is we now have got married and we've had a religious marriage, we're both devout practicing church members, and for people to compare my relationship with a man I love and I've given my life to somebody marrying a horse or a dog is so gratuitously offensive, I can't even think of words for it. They also talk a lot of nonsense about the Bible. I mean, they don't seem to know their Bible very well. I went round for a deco at that protest in the break in our parade. They're carrying a sign, "Biblical marriage equals one man plus one woman," with a quote from Genesis. Well, I'm sorry, Genesis, most of the great patriarchs of Genesis, Abraham and the rest of them, were married to multiple women. This is the great irony of these people. They say they're standing up for biblical values, and if we get married, the next thing there'd be polygamy. Well, I'm sorry, the Bible approves of polygamy in many places. So,
do you think is it interesting that there were two Belfast churches? One was marching, one was standing here in support of the parade, whereas it was folk from Temple Patrick organised it. I talked to people from White Abbey and Dublin who were in it.
Yeah.
That actually it wasn't Belfast Christians who seem to be out.
No, indeed.
In large numbers. There may have been some there, but there weren't that many actually protesting.
Yeah. Well, Belfast has become in many ways a very liberal city over the past 10 or 15 years, and has changed tremendously. I'm born and bred and live in the inner city here in Belfast. I live in a very poor, very single identity Republican community, and people imagine, you know, some of my middle class friends imagine there's a lot of homophobia there. Really, there isn't. People have moved on. The New Lodge, I mean, I live in the New Lodge. The New Lodge Arch Project were down here marching in the parade with a load of kids, and obviously parents in the New Lodge don't mind their kids going on a pride parade. In fact, I think it's probably a very good thing for them. So I think Belfast has moved on tremendously as a city, and it's become a very tolerant and open place. One of the reasons why I like living here.
Okay, well, Jerry, thank you very much.
Alan, thanks for your time.
Good rest of day.
Yeah, will do. Take care.